Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 36, increasing clouds tonight, a 30% chance of snow before midnight, a low around 28. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Illinois Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White has awarded nearly $6 million to libraries focused on responding directly to the COVID-19 pandemic by modifying services, transforming spaces, and developing resources for their local recovering workforce. White said during the ongoing pandemic, libraries have had to retool their services to match the needs of the community, and I am honored to be able to provide funding to allow these libraries to expand access to their patrons. I applaud the library community in Illinois for their hard work as they continue to provide essential services during this challenging time, unquote. A total of $5,740,350 funded 211 academic, school, special, and public libraries, all of which received grants ranging from $5,000 to over $1 million. The combination of funding sources provided through the Federal American Rescue Plan Act and Library Services and Technology Act, both from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, and state technology funds were used to maximize the statewide impact. Grants were awarded under three categories: bouncing back from the pandemic, expanding digital inclusion, and on the road to recovery, transforming library spaces. Grant recipients in our area include the Albion Library in the amount of $49,000, the Flora Public Library in the amount of $13,429, Grayville's Groff Memorial Library in the amount of $6,500, and the Mount Carmel Public Library in the amount of $9,768. More news after this break.
Graber Post is your place for post frame projects. Whether you do it yourself or you do it for a living as a contractor, Graber Post is your place. Get the entire package for your project delivered to your site, or have their experienced crews do the work for you. It's GraberPost.com to learn about or design your unique project. And if you want one of their quality crews to do the job, get quotes there too. Residential, commercial, or agricultural products, it's all at GraberPost.com.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee each month who has been nominated by their peers for providing extraordinary patient care and customer services within and outside of the hospital. Yadira Lake, who works as a phlebotomist in the laboratory department at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, was selected as the January 2022 Employee of the Month. Yadira has been with the hospital since April of 1990. Yadira is a hard worker and very knowledgeable and valued in her department. FMH Laboratory Director Robbie Hale said Yadira is highly flexible and an efficient team player in our department. Yadira is truly an indispensable member of the FMH laboratory. She's a problem solver who is always willing to jump in and help wherever she is needed. FMH CEO Catherine Bunning Williams said, quote, "When facing the changes COVID-19 has brought us the last 2 years, we have been fortunate to have employees like Yadira who have stepped up and tackled new and challenging obstacles in healthcare. Yadira is a dedicated, optimistic, and an all-around reliable asset to our team of excellence at Fairfield Memorial Hospital." In other news, Illinois State Police at the District 12 Post headquartered at Effingham report a fatal crash early Saturday morning in Richland County. 31-year-old Wendy S. Dunphy of Sumner was traveling west on Elbow Road, just west of Higgins Switch Road, when police said the 2013 Buick Enclave she was driving left the roadway to the left and hit a tree. Dunphy was pronounced dead at the scene. Police said the accident occurred at about 2 a.m. Saturday, and no further information was available. Area river stages: Little Wabash east of Fairfield at 11.86 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 7.65 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage is 15.14 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.56 feet, flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 12.56 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Illinois will receive $1.4 billion to help upgrade its deteriorating bridges under the federal infrastructure law approved in November, the state's Democratic congressional delegation said Friday. The funding over 5 years will include $274.8 million in fiscal year 2022, the delegation said in a news release, which says Illinois is home to more than 2,374 bridges in poor condition. The money will go to the Illinois Department of Transportation, which will determine how to invest it across the state for bridge upgrades. Illinois' allotment is part of a $27 billion program to repair and upgrade roughly 15,000 highway bridges nationwide that President Joe Biden was announcing on Friday. Senator Dick Durbin said in the news release, quote, with $1.4 billion set aside for Illinois, this is supposed to be a new era in infrastructure that will move our economy forward and create jobs. I am proud to have supported this historic, much-needed legislation, unquote. Since 2011, commute times in Illinois have said to increase by more than 7%, and on average, every Illinois driver pays just over $600 per year in costs due to driving on roads in need of repair, the Democratic delegation said. U.S. Representative Robin Kelly said the funding will, quote, create jobs, reduce commute times, and most importantly, ensure that our bridges serve as safe and helpful connections throughout our great state. Congresswoman Mary Miller has announced local office hours in her district in and around the Effingham area. The closest hours to Wayne County is at the Casey City Hall in Casey, Illinois at 101 West Alabama Avenue on Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. Other hours will be Wednesday at the Highland City Hall in Highland, Illinois from 10 a.m. to noon. And in Greenville at the Greenville City Hall from 2 to 4 p.m. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is urging snowmobilers to focus on safety this winter. Kim Howard has more.
Riders need to make sure their snowmobile is in good running condition and wear the proper clothing and equipment, like helmets, gloves, and goggles, says DNR Safety Education Administrator Jeff Hopkins. He says when people get into trouble, it's often because they don't know the land very well and run into fences or try and cross bodies of water.
Frozen lakes, frozen rivers, frozen ponds. Everyone thinks those are fun to ride on. Those are great. They are if they are frozen well, but you have to make sure that the ice is thick enough. You can hit pockets of that ice that's not thick enough, that's starting to thaw and is weak, so that when the sled hits it, it automatically cracks through the ice and goes into the water.
Hopkins says another big problem is people drinking and snowmobiling. He recommends always riding with someone else and keeping an eye on the weather. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White, County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield, who remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy-efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you're a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchase a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at waynewhitecoop.com.
Here's what's going on. The Farm Finance Forum is back for an in-person event. This year's speaker lineup includes topics on grain market outlook and strategies, fraud prevention, farmland values and lease trends, financial and succession planning, and solar leasing for lands. The event will be held on Friday, January the 21st at the Fairfield First Christian Church. Registration and breakfast begin at 8:30. The program will start at 9. The forum concludes with a catered lunch. RSVP your attendance by January 14th by calling 842-3342.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 60-year-old Fairfield resident Cheryl L. Patton Wendell died at 11:11 Friday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Survivors include her husband Jack of Fairfield, two sons Michael Tony and Christopher Tony, both of Fairfield, a daughter Katie Shipman of Robinson, 9 grandchildren, a brother, Terry Patton of Robinson, her stepfather, George Armstrong, and a stepbrother, Joey Armstrong, both of Palestine, a very special friend, Brenda Anders, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Cheryl Wendell will be at 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Sims Congregational Christian Church. Visitation will be from 5 p.m. until the time of service at the church. There will be no burial at this time, as Cheryl's body will be cremated following the services. Memorial donations can be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the funeral service or the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 74-year-old Albion resident Don Berger died Wednesday. Don Berger survived by his wife Diana, daughters Dana and Deanne, brother Kevin, and several grandchildren, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Visitation will be Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home, to be followed by services at Graceland Cemetery. 73-year-old Streamwood resident Lawrence Gale Odd died Tuesday. Lawrence Odd is survived by his wife, one daughter, a sister Mary, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Monday at 1 at Plainview General Baptist Church in Norris City. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be at Plainview Cemetery. The Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Wayne City resident Ruth Edna Wood died on Monday. There will be no public visitation due to health precautions. A private family visitation will be held from 1 to 2 today, with private family funeral services at 2 p.m. at the Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Graveside service and interment will follow at Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City, and friends and family are welcome to attend. Those attending the graveside service are asked to meet directly at the cemetery. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio. From Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between, to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday night live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American. I am a great American. Live with you every Sunday night.
Willie, Sunday night at 9:06 on WFIW AM 1390, Fairfield.
If you enjoy original radio shows from the 40s and 50s featuring some of America's finest actors and writers, then don't miss When Radio Was, every Saturday afternoon at 1:06 on WFIW AM 1390. Each Saturday we'll have 10 different old radio shows that you're sure to enjoy. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and tune in this Saturday at 1:06 and enjoy When Radio Was on WFIW AM 1390.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Checking sports, boys high school basketball yesterday. It was Tutopolis over Wayne City, 91-53. Sisney over Mount Carmel, 66-62. Mount Vernon over Heron, 49-39. Hamilton County over Carrier Mills, 63-55. Flora beat Vandalia, 54-53. College basketball, Northern Iowa over SIU, 69-68. Missouri State over Valparaiso, 74-57. Loyola Chicago over Indiana State, 64-56. Northwestern beat Michigan State, 64-62. Rutgers over Maryland, 70-59. Kentucky over Tennessee, 107-79. Arkansas topped LSU, 65-58. Texas A&M beat Missouri, 67-64. Duke over North Carolina State, 88-73. And Oklahoma State beat number one Baylor, 61-54. Women's college basketball, Northern Iowa over SIU, 66-57. NFL playoffs, the AFC wild card, Cincinnati over Las Vegas, 26-19. Buffalo beat New England, 47-17. In the NBA, Boston over Chicago, 114-112. Toronto beat Milwaukee, 103-96. Portland over Washington, 115-110. New York over Atlanta, 117-108. Brooklyn over New Orleans, 120-105. Philadelphia beat Miami, 109-98. Cleveland over Oklahoma City, 107-102. San Antonio over the Clippers, 101-94. Denver over the Lakers, 133-96. And Dallas beat Orlando, 108-92. National Hockey League, Toronto over St. Louis, 6-5. Chicago shut out Anaheim, 3-0. Boston beat Nashville in a shootout, 4-3. Carolina over Vancouver, 4-1. Washington beat the New York Islanders, 2-0. Florida over Columbus, 9-2. Detroit blanked Buffalo, 4-0. Tampa Bay beat Dallas, 3-1. New York Rangers over Philadelphia, 3-2. Colorado beat Arizona, 5-0. L.A. over Seattle, 3-1. Ottawa beat Edmonton, 6-4. Pittsburgh over San Jose in a shootout, 2-1. New Jersey and Montreal and Vegas and Calgary postponed. That's sports. Airy weather, sunny today, a high of 36, increasing clouds tonight, a 30% chance of snow before midnight, a low of 28. Monday, Martin Luther King Day, becoming mostly sunny, a high of 37. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a high of 47. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, slight chance of rain and snow, a high of 38. Mostly sunny but colder Thursday and Friday, highs of 24 Thursday, 26 Friday. Present Fairfield temperature is 22.